Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. Today we're answering another user-submitted question. Let's get into the question. I've found this to be a challenging topic, but I understand that when you have the Holy Spirit, you have it forever. Stop there for a moment. Yes, that is accurate. Ephesians 1:13 tells us we've got that Holy Spirit. We're sealed. Verse 14 tells us that he's the earnest of our inheritance until the day of redemption. So we have the Holy Spirit the moment that you believe. That's one of the great blessings of the church age that we're in. Okay, let's get back to the question. Regarding the Christian walk, would it make sense that the more you yield to the Spirit, the more you feel the Holy Spirit working in your life? And the more you yield to the flesh, the less you feel the Holy Spirit working in your life. That just was what makes sense to me. Hopefully you can give some insight and it could help me understand this topic better. Thank you. Okay, so good analysis. All right, I'm not going to knock you for the way that you're thinking there. But I do want to just give you a warning. You know, our emotions can be very misleading, okay? Any of you who are paying attention to any kind of political discussion right now, you can see that people show all the emotion, but they do something completely different. Or they have a set path they want to go on and their emotions get in the way and all of a sudden it blows it out. So I think it's not a good idea to go based off of feelings, okay? Because feelings may change. I may wake up one day and feel refreshed and I've gotten 6 hours of sleep. And then the next day I get the same hours of sleep and there's nothing that changed, but I wake up and I'm just in a horrible spot. I don't feel good. I don't feel great mentally, whatever it may be. Those things don't change the facts of my condition. So feelings are going to come and go. Before we go any further, I just want to say, if this is the first time that you're here on the channel, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. Regardless, make sure that you like, comment, and share this video. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so that every time that we post a new video, you get an update. And if you have a Bible question, send it to us. Open up your email and put in the email address there, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. That's questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. And we'll do our best to get you a written response and maybe even make a video just like this one today. Let's get back to the answer. Okay, so if it's not a good idea to go off of feeling, what should we go off of? We should go off of Scripture. And this is where I think that people begin to really start to separate in regards to those who go on into Christian maturity and those who kind of stay and they're not really growing, but they're not really stagnant. They're just stunted in a way. This is where the separation occurs. The more that you can apply what the Scripture says about your condition, the more you're going to grow, okay? And I'm not going to look at John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17 with you on this video, but I think that's a great dissertation on bearing fruit and how that happens. Jesus does a wonderful job there speaking to the disciples. And if you're a believer and you're following Christ, you know, in the way that you live, you're a disciple, so that applies to you. So I would say look at John 15, 1 through 17 on your own time. But I do want to look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. This, I feel like, gives... No, I don't feel like. I believe it gives the best roadmap for growth. Okay, so Peter's talking here, and he's talking about adding to your faith. This is what he says. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so how does this apply to the question? It applies to the question because the idea of the individual who's asking the question is, if I feel good, then I must be doing good. Instead of looking to how we feel, you should look at this list. You should ask yourself, how's your virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, kindness, brotherly love, and then charity, okay? Then you see, do those things abound? Because that's what verse 8 says. If these things be in you and abound, then there's a solution to the equation. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to continue into growth because you're adding to your faith. This has nothing to do with salvation, everything to do with service. Because you may go to church, folks, this happens. I'm a pastor. Maybe this is news to people, but I don't want to preach every single Sunday sometimes. Sometimes I feel really good about my message. Other times, I don't feel that great. But either way, if I'm teaching the word, That's a good thing, but I don't feel that way. I might not feel like I want to do a Wednesday night service or do an event, but that doesn't change the truth that I should do it. It's going to depend on how I feel while I'm doing the service, but we can't let our feelings determine our facts. So that's the advice that I would give to you. 2 Peter 1:5-8 is a good spot there. But I do want to say this. I'm not totally against feelings, because there is one passage in Scripture where there is a feeling identified with what we're supposed to be doing in the command of Scripture here. Look with me there in Philippians 4:6-7. This says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." So as we are instructed here, number one, don't worry about anything, okay? Number two, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, so pray to the Lord out of an attitude of gratitude, let your requests be made known unto God. Seven is a guarantee. And with these things, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Boy, that tells us pretty plainly that as we yield to the Lord in prayer, not as our prayers are answered, but as we pray and we give those things to the Lord, we will get peace in return. When I'm counseling people and they have a fork in a road, a decision to make, do I do this or do I do that? I ask them, have you prayed about it? Yes, but I haven't got an answer. It's not about getting an answer. Have you prayed about it? And which solution, when you pray about it, gives you peace? Then pursue those things. But I don't want to tell you 100%, you know, feelings are not important. They are important. Our Lord had feelings. You know, Jesus also did those things. I'm not saying that feelings are sinful, but they're not a good measurement for where we are spiritually. I hope that answers your question. Don't forget to check out John 15:1-17. Take your time reading that and take notes. There's a lot we can learn from that. If you have a Bible question, send it to us. questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.